BFBS.
Your stories. Camp Bastion.
Sunday afternoon. Normally you'd go for a nice stroll in the park, maybe a cycle ride in the country. Here on Ops, a run with a difference. With temperatures of nearly 40 degrees, runners rocked up for the Red Rat Race. 5Ks of dusty desert, whilst family and friends back in Hona ran a more comfortable course round camp. From Superman to Spider-Man, big hats to bomb suits, running in support of Safa, it'd be wrong not to join in.
3, 2, 1.
Right, we're off. That's quite a good start. Right. Joining one of the ladies. It's Major Catherine Heppinsell. I've been able to get out and see a lot of the guys at the on the front line. And I think it really brings home to you what the guys out there are actually doing, which is why I thought I would come out and do this 5 kilometre race, because it's the least I can do for those guys on a day-to-day basis in these temperatures. Those guys and girls are patrolling like this, aren't they, in this heat all the time? Absolutely, and they're doing a fantastic professional job, which is really great to see. We just got sprayed, bit of a hose down. Is anybody in Valley running for you?
Yep, I've got my wife Kate and my beautiful son Sam, Chantry. And I'm sure they're rooting for me right now.
How do you think they're going to be getting on?
Yeah, they'll be doing really well. Kate's off to do the Hanover 10 mile.
Oh, wow.
Next week.
This is good training for her.
Yeah, it's making me feel guilty, but I'm doing 5Ks.
It's really hard in the middle of a desert. Blazing sun. The surrealness of it all. Loads of miniature vehicles on the roads with us. How's it going, Richard?
Hot. I'm a bit of a veteran now.
Have you been practising for this?
Oh, every day.
I take that as a no then, yeah? What's your name?
Sarah Dinklin-Denning.
Right, and you're obviously representing the United States Forces.
Yes, ma'am.
What made you decide to take part?
Other people in the office are running.
And you've got your camelback of water, which is probably a good idea.
Very hot.
A little bit of a fast walk going on. What's your name? How are you finding it?
Safarov. Hanging out a bit. First time I've done one in boots.
I was going to say, I've got my comfy trainers on. Boots is another challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a different one. I'm actually trying to keep up with my mates. It's in front there with the body armour and all. And they're still winning me.
You're right, Superman.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. You just about to overtake me. What's your name?
Paul and Lister.
And have you got friends and family running back in Germany?
I've had a friend that's just left here a month before me. So he's at home now.
What's his name?
Stephen Ware.
Right, Stephen Ware. Superman is doing rather well. Is it going to be a bit competitive between you two?
Yeah, always is.
How are we doing, guys?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get a shower?
Oh, no, cold shower.
Go on, Charlie.
I'm trying. I've seen finish line. Almost there. Oh, whee. Oh, just finished. These guys finished before me. I'll let you do the talking until I get my breath back. How was it?
It was a bit hot. The breeze was nice, unless it was in your face, in which case it slowed you down a bit.
Well, we've done it, guys. We just need a beer now, don't we?
Yeah, I'd love a beer, thank you very much. Yeah, producer beer. Can I say hello to Ash Allen, my physical training mentor back in 7th Brigade? Russ Cooper says hello.
He would be so proud of you today. What do you know what time you did it in?
I think I was just outside of 22, which is a shame, but that's good.
Come on, the conditions, the altitude. They didn't have to battle up with this in Hona today.
Yeah. Tell Reg Gentry and Ash to keep this ski training, that's all I'll say.
Oh, I'm it.
Right, you've literally just crossed the line. How do you feel?
Like death warmed up.
With all the bomb suit kit, you've done so well.
Thank you very much. Exhausted and ready for a cup of tea.
W1 Rick Lowe, organiser.
Yeah, I was really chuffed, really happy with the turnout. Considering the weather conditions, it's fantastic. And we've raised about $550 now for Safa, so that's great news.
Charlene Guy for BFBS in Afghanistan.
Your stories.
BFBS.